Author Nikki Grimes started this year by winning one of the top honors in children's literature. She's ending it with the publication of her 103rd book.
It's pretty good for somebody who wasn't going to be in children's literature at all.
Grimes was reflecting on it all from her home in Corona, California, where NPR's Netta Ulaby paid a visit.
Among those 100-plus books by Nikki Grimes are biographies for kids of Black luminaries such as Barack Obama, Malcolm X, and the pioneering aviator Bessie Coleman. They include picture books about charming little girls who refuse to go to bed and kids' books reflecting her Christian faith. And Grimes has written celebrated young adult novels. Her novel, Bronx Masquerade, won the Coretta Scott King Author Award in 2003 from the American Library Association.
And then there was Ordinary Hazards, which only took me 39 years to write.
Ordinary Hazards is a memoir for teenaged readers about growing up in and around New York City in the 1950s. It gently but unflinchingly recounts life with an unstable mother, a charismatic but often absent dad, and the threats posed to a sensitive, bookish girl. The book has been banned or challenged in school districts around the country because of Grimes's honesty about her childhood.
It was rough. I was, you know, in and out of foster care, sometimes with parents, sometimes with relatives, often with strangers. There was various kinds of abuse I was subjected to. Not fun.
Ordinary Hazards is a story of bravery, artistic discipline, and rugged perseverance. But none of that mattered in Leander, Texas, says Deanna Perkins. She's a public school teacher there.
Our school district was challenging it.
Perkins was one of the parents and educators who defended Ordinary Hazards before the school board. Banning a beautifully written story of survival, she says, tears down exactly the kind of empathy it's meant to build.
When you're trying to ban a book that is actually someone's life, you're basically saying, you're not that important.
Ordinary Hazards came out in 2019. Here's Grimes reading the audiobook.
One of the few pictures I have of my ebony self back then shows skinny me peering out at the world through heavy bifocals, standing on the streets of Harlem, looking lost.
The book, she writes, was like cracking open a door.
Things long forgotten keep slipping through, like the angels who appeared at night to visit me when I was 2 or 3. Bright lights sent as silent proof that God was always near.
So that is what people want to ban. The irony is not lost on Nikki Grimes, who is a deeply faithful, practicing Christian.
I know.
The author lives alone in a cozy, art-filled townhouse near the mountains not far from Los Angeles. Her time-honored coping strategy came in handy during the 2020 lockdown.
Reading and writing were my survival tools. And there were things on my head and my heart that I needed to get out, but there wasn't anybody to talk to.
The result was her book, Garvey in the Dark.
I'm just thinking about this virus thing. COVID.
That's my 12-year-old neighbor reading the book, written in the form of short poems and conversations between friends.
I don't know anyone with it. You? I shake my head. Then why are you tripping, G? Don't go borrowing trouble. Like always, Manny's words help settle me.
Words have helped settle Nikki Grimes since she herself became a reader long ago.
That's how I make sense of things, is to write.
Now she helps kids make sense of things by showing them how to write their way into the world. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.